Pearls of Wisdom in Proverbs. Do too many cooks really spoil the broth? Out of sight, out of mind. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Have you heard any of these proverbs before? Each phrase teaches a common truth. But what exactly is a proverb? It's a short statement that contains a general truth. It is popularly known and often repeated. Every culture has proverbs, and while some are special for one culture, there are common themes. For example, many cultures value old people for their wisdom and experience. This idea can be found in Proverbs. A Chinese proverb says, "An old horse will never get lost." And a Portuguese proverb states, "An old pan is the one that makes good food." Many cultures also agree that acting in haste is not a good idea. The English say, "Good and quickly seldom meet." The Chinese say, "Think three times before you act." A Russian proverb exclaims, "Take your thoughts to bed with you, for the morning is wiser." There is a saying to truly know a people, learn their proverbs. Proverbs contain a culture's values and morals, and so you can learn what is esteemed in different cultures through their proverbs. People in Saudi Arabia value books and learning. One of their proverbs says, "A book is a garden carried in the pocket." The French say, "There is no pillow so soft as a clear conscience." So that culture thinks that being honest is important. Egyptians know the value of friendship. One of their proverbs says, "Friendship doubles joy and halves grief." In Africa, many proverbs also use images familiar to Africans. For example, the best way to eat an elephant in your path is cut him up into little pieces. In other words, the best way to solve a problem is to work on it bit by bit. Or, a roaring lion kills no game. This means that one cannot achieve anything by sitting around and talking about it. One must get out and strive for it. Many proverbs are ancient, but some are contemporary. Here are some English language proverbs that have been coined since 1900. Wake up and smell the coffee. This warns you to be attentive to a situation and find out the truth. Someone may also tell you to get your ducks in a row. This means you should get organized. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. So if you can't deal with the pressure of a situation, you should leave. Labels are for cans, not for people. This tells you that you should not decide what people are like before you really know. Learning proverbs in another language is fun. You can make a good impression with your language ability. But remember, proverbs are usually used in spoken language. They are rarely used in writing. If you use a lot of proverbs when you write, people will think you don't have original thoughts. So use your creativity and make up your own proverbs. There is more than one way to skin a cat. Word bank. Proverb. Proverbs are wise sayings. Theme. What is the theme of this story? Haste. Make haste. You're going to be late. Exclaim. What a beautiful house, the guest exclaimed. Esteem. John highly esteems his parents. Conscience. Mary's conscience bothered her after she lied to her mom. Grief. The family's grief lasted a long time after their dog died. Strive. Everyone should strive to improve themselves. Attentive. The young man was very attentive to the pretty girl. Label. Gino read the label on the can before he bought it. Impression. Be polite and you'll make a good impression. Creativity. Make anything you like. Use your creativity. More information. Have. Coin. Talk about it. What is your favorite English proverb? Why? What is your favorite proverb in your own language? Why? Try to make up your own proverb. Use your creativity.